This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, thanks to a partnership with the Illinois Corn Growers Association and the Champaign-based company Agrible, farmers now have the opportunity to try out a new web-based program. The two groups have partnered together to offer farmers a fall nitrogen application tool called the Green Means Go Map. Agrible's Director of Sales, Jason Little, talked with me about the trial period that's available for their online program, The Morning Farm Report, and how the map can help farmers make decisions this fall.
We are a company here a few years old, based out of Champaign, Illinois. We like to think of ourselves as kind of an ag company that got into data and not a data company that got into agriculture. And we feel that that's pretty important because, there's an understanding of agriculture here. We've got many growers that are here on staff. I myself came from a farming background, a dairy farm in Central Illinois, believe it or not. There used to actually be dairy farms in Central Illinois. A number of growers, and so agriculture is at the very heart of everything that we're doing. So, our platform is called the Morning Farm Report. It is predictive analytics, long-range weather forecasting, crop modeling, and then with a real focus on sustainability and the field-to-market movement that we're seeing throughout the industry.
Very nice and very exciting for farmers because if they're not using that software already, they've got a chance to check it out for free because you are partnering with the Illinois Corn Growers Association. Talk to us about that partnership and the Green Means Go map.
Sure. So this is our second year here working with Illinois Corn on this initiative. And, when you look across the kind of landscape of agriculture today, and it ties back into that sustainability piece, and it ties into the 4R metrics. It's all about responsible application of specifically focusing on anhydrous ammonia, and so you've got to have certain soil conditions, you've got to have the right temperatures, or otherwise we have the potential to lose some of that nitrogen, and so. What we were able to do with them is we produce a map of the state of Illinois where we've kind of aggregated each county, what the 4-inch soil temperatures are by each county, and kind of give an indicator of are the temperatures going to be right to responsibly make this application. And then through that, with the code ILCORN17, a grower can actually log in, create an account if they don't have one already, and get a 30-day trial of the software. And what that would allow them to do is when they put their own fields into the system, we have a module called Tractor Time. And within Tractor Time, what we're doing is we're virtually growing that crop, so we're figuring out evapotranspiration rates, things like that. Now I realize anhydrous applications, there certainly shouldn't be any crop growing out there while we're doing that. But looking into the soil types, the soil topography, where the fields are located, all of these different things, what we can do is we can accurately model what that load-bearing capacity of the soil is today and over the next 14 days and what those 4-inch soil temperatures are. And so growers can use that information to plan logistics, to make sure that their soil temps are right, so they're doing responsible anhydrous applications. I've got growers up in Minnesota that are using it of when is the soil frozen, when is it not frozen for manure applications and their nutrient management plans there. So there's just a lot of really good uses for planning logistics on the farm.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. And without getting too techie for us, can you explain it all how you're getting the data from these different areas of the state and what the soil temps are? Are you using some sort of technology in those locations? Do you have people getting that information?
Actually, what we're doing is we're pulling from a number of public and private data sources and putting it all together into one platform. And then it really is the modeling that we're able to do. So a little bit of background of the founders of the company, very, very strong background in soils, soil science, and the physics of what's going on in that interaction, or the interaction within the soil. And so it's drawing on some of that experience from their past, being able to accurately create these models. And then because we are an independent company, I don't have a chem rep or a seed rep that's going to call on you after I leave. You know, we're very driven to have this correct. So all of these models have been extensively tested across the entire U.S. Before they're ever released out for public use.
All right, very interesting, and I think it's, in a lack of words, I think it's really cool, the information that you have available through your software. So you mentioned the code. I'll have you tell us that one more time, and then if they do use that and like the trial period and want to, I guess, maybe renew or have it for a longer period of time, talk to us about how they could do that also.
Sure. So the code is ILCORN 2017, all caps, and that'll unlock a free 30-day trial, and that code is valid all the way until the end of November here. And if they're interested in renewing, we'll have 2018 pricing published here fairly soon, and then it's just an option of being able to renew that subscription.
Jason Little, Director of Sales for Agrible, and the Green Means Go map can be found online at illinoiscorn.org or at morningfarmreport.com. And you can check out the Morning Farm Report software by using the code ILCORN2017. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.